Crazy Quilt, a gay patchwork of mirth and melody put together by Elvia Allman, Benny Light, Sidney Kupner, and Lindsay McCarry. Crazy Quilt. Elvia?
Here I am, big boy.
Benny? Sid? Well, it's yours, boys. That your boiled eggs are sometimes only half-cooked, while at other times they're boiled as hard as a rock.
Well, I'm sure it's not my fault. I'm very careful to time them just right. I always put them in the hot water when the clock strikes 7:30 and take them out just as the first bus goes by.
I see. Some more coffee, please, darling.
You haven't time, Joe. By the way, before you leave, let me have $5.
What is that?
I said, before you go, leave me $10.
I heard you the first time. Some more coffee, please, honey.
You haven't time, Joe. Look, it's almost 7:45.
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't think I'll go to the office today.
Not go to the office? Why not?
Oh, I'm going to take a day off and just loaf around the house.
Well, you can't loaf in here. Now, go on in the living room and keep out of my way. Hurry up.
Oh, all right. I'll go in and read the paper. Old Davenport feels good. All paid for now, too. Edna!
Yes? What do you want?
Here's a good one in the paper. It says, first husband. What was your... was your wife ever weighed in the balance and found wanting? Second ditto. I never weighed my wife in the balance, as I would be afraid the balance wouldn't stand for it, but I have found her wanting a lot of things. Wonder who that is.
Good morning. Is the lady of the house in?
Yes, she is. Just a minute. Edna?
What is it?
Somebody here to see you.
Somebody to see me? My goodness, what could it be so early?
Yes, what is it?
Good morning, madam. Now, I'm putting myself through college selling subscriptions to the Saturday Evening Journal.
No, I'm sorry.
With this subscription, we're giving away for 1 month only a free year subscription to the American
Joe, don't ever call me to the door for someone like that again.
Well, he asked for the letter.
Now, I'm busy. Don't bother me. I have a minute to leave.
They're always trying to help and always getting in the way. Oh, Edna.
What is it?
Says there in the paper that Natalie Williams, the actress, is suing Prince the heck with it. Yeah, I guess I'll take a nap. Edna, just give me a call if the office phones. Somebody else.
Good morning. Is the lady of the house in?
Yes, but she's engaged. I mean, she's kind of busy.
Well, I'm working my way through college.
Oh.
I wonder if she'd be interested in some genuine copper and aluminum ware.
Yeah, I'll ask her. Edna, would you be interested in some genuine Crocker aluminum ware?
No!
No! No, she isn't interested. Thank you, just the same.
Joe, I don't want you to bother me again.
Well, the man said he was working his way through college.
Oh, don't be foolish.
I want to be foolish. After all, fools help make the life interesting. When all the fools are killed off, I don't want to be here.
Don't worry, you won't be. Now, listen, Joe, if you call me to the door for another peddler, I'll...
Oh, all right. I won't bother you again.
See that you don't.
I wonder where my pipe is. Edna!
What is it now?
Where's my pipe? Oh, never mind. I found it behind the cushions in the Davenport. Uh-huh. Another one, huh? Well, I'll get rid of this one fast. Good morning. No, we don't want any brushes. We have plenty of sun-dried prunes. We don't need any fish. My wife hates aluminum. Good day. Oh, well,
what
I got...
That, Joe?
I don't know. Another peddler, but I got rid of her.
Her? Why, look, Joe. She's driving off in a big car.
Well, peddlers can have big cars if they want to, can't they?
Oh!
What's the matter?
Oh, Joe, it's Mrs. Updike.
Mrs. Updike?
She's president of the Drama League. Why, she's the biggest woman in town, socially. Oh, I've been trying for months to meet her. And now she'll never speak to me again.
Well, how did I know that?
Yes, how did you know? How do you know anything? I might have known. My mother told me I'd be sorry. Joe, where are you going?
I'm going to a place where there are no peddlers, no people who ring doorbells, no people who are putting themselves through college, no Mrs. Updike's. I'm going where it's quiet and peaceful and where I can sit down and read a newspaper and smoke a pipe.
Joe, what do you mean? Where are you going?
To the office. Oh, my leg.
Good
evening, my sweet.
Good morning. So, you're home, are you?
I sincerely hope so, my turtle dove.
What does the clock say?
The clock says tick-tock. The cow says moo-moo. The puppy dog says bow-wow. And the pussycat says meow. Giraffes don't say anything because they don't have any vocal cords.
Shut up!
Yes, my little wren.
And stop calling me a hen. Wren.
Yes, my weak...
Quiet! What do you mean by coming in the front door at this time?
Well, I could have used the cold chute, but of course...
Do you know what I'm going to do with you?
Oh, no. Tell Daddy a story.
If you persist in letting the neighbors see you come into this house at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to start staying out, too.
Oh, darling, you wouldn't do that.
I certainly would, and I'll tell you why. What? Good for the goose, good for the gander. If you're on the loose, then I will meander. But if you're true, then I'll be true. I'll do anything that you do. Now, if you fly away like a foolish swallow, I won't make you stay, and I won't even follow. But if you settle down, then I'll settle down. I'll do anything that you do. Why, you're just like the little red hen. You haven't stayed home since I don't know when. But just remember, if I ever roam, you won't find me till the cows come home. What's good for the goose, good for the gander. If you raise the deuce, then I will meander. But if you're true, then I'll be true. I'll do anything that you do.
Yes, but on the other hand, dear... What's good for the hen is good for the rooster. I'm in every night at 10 like I used to. If you come home, then I'll come home. I'll do anything that you do. And when I arrive for a hearty dinner, I still can survive and not get any thinner. If you eat out, then I'll eat out. I'll do anything that you do. Now, if you play bridge at all your clubs, then I'll play golf with the other doves. If you aren't home, don't think I'm going to scold. Just remember that I'm not so old. If you think absence makes the heart grow fonder, just watch my lapel grow blonder and blonder.
But if I'm true...
Then I'll be true.
Oh, darling.
Try it, boys. It works every time.